All right. Remain standing and record this in your heart. As we talk about the supernatural, we talk about moving in the realm of the spirit that God wants to move. And I want you to hear this clearly. It's going to sound soft. It's going to sound like it's just another statement, because we've used this word so much. I think sometimes we've used it carelessly. But here's what we're going to begin to minister on this morning. Love is the master key to the supernatural lifestyle. I see some of y'all want to write and type. Go ahead and sit down. Love is the master key to the supernatural lifestyle. Prior to reading scriptures, I want to prep you for the scripture by saying certain things that I want you to put in your heart. When you talk about love as the master key to the supreme lifestyle, or the supernatural lifestyle and supreme, love is a supreme atmosphere for the supernatural to flow. Love is a supreme atmosphere for the supernatural to flow. Secondly, understand this. Love is the supernatural character of God. Thirdly, record this. Love take all failure out of your faith life. Love takes all failure out of your faith life. I'm talking to you now. Because sometimes you think you're talking to somebody else more spiritual than you. I want you to make a statement, but you here, right?
Yes, sir.
When I'm talking to you, you say it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so don't look at the other person when I make this statement. The Holy Spirit want to talk to you this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, and it's a powerful statement he's about to make to you. Get ready to walk in dimensions you've never experienced before. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Get ready to have new experiences,
yes, sir,
with God.
Yes, sir.
You mean tell me God offering us this morning new experiences,
yes, sir,
with him?
Yes.
Experiences and dimensions that we've never been before?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Do you understand what that statement means? God is giving you an invitation to go somewhere,
yes,
with him,
yes,
that you've never been before.
Yes,
and I heard the Holy Ghost say we got to let that soak.
Yes.
And we got to expect it.
Yes.
The same old is not exciting. But a fresh experience with God is exciting. It'll keep you going, won't it? All right, I've got a few more things to say before we read the scripture. Real love is always connected to God's will. And God cannot love sin. Anything that violates his word, and we're not talking about culture love here, but sanctified love.
Yes.
Culture love say, you know, culture love violate the Bible and then say, you don't love me. I don't love the sin you in. Y'all hear me? I like you don't hear me, but you hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Listen now. Love keeps all realms of the supernatural unlocked at all times. There's no miracle you can't have. No matter what have attacked you, there's no victory you can't have. Talk back to me. Talk back to me, girl. I'm looking at you. Talk back to me, girl. I'm looking at you. There's no victory you can't have. Say it. There's no victory I can't have. Mm-hmm. Love is the presence of God fully magnified. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Love impregnates the people of God with supernatural power. I'm expecting everybody in here to get pregnant this morning with supernatural power. Something you couldn't handle. After this service, you're going to walk through it. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I love it. See, God's so real. So real. We're not out here pretending. This is real. Now, this, you're going to have to listen real close to get this. Living ownership, victorious episode is what love do for you. Living ownership. See, love lets you know you own what God says is yours.
Yes.
You own the promises. You own the grace. You own the love. You own the mercy. Nobody can stop you from having it. It's ownership. And get ready, everybody under the sound of my voice, for victorious episodes. One after one. One after another. Love, victorious episodes. And then we'll read the scripture, and I'll start giving you some highlight points that the Lord wants you to have. Love is the master key to the supernatural lifestyle. Master key to miracles, signs, wonders, impossibilities. No limit on your life. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All robberies and raping stop in your life today. All robbing and raping stop in your life today. In other words, see, you don't think you've been raped. You don't think you've been robbed, but you have. And the more you learn, the more you understand, the more you stop the raper and stop the robber. I was praying in tongue, and I walked to talk to my wife and tell her what the Lord had told me. And this is a highlight one I want you to have. This is going to change your life forever. Satan cannot breathe in a love atmosphere. When things start going wrong in the house, hug one another. And he got to stop right then. You didn't get it. Satan cannot breathe. Demons cannot breathe. They cannot operate. Ooh, I can go to my seat now. In a love atmosphere. There's demonic destroying anointing in love. The argument break out. You got to let the argument break out. And you just say, well, I'm going to walk in love. And Satan said, I can't breathe. Who is that? All right. Let me turn you to something now. I want you to turn your Bibles to First John. I have to read it, and it so happened we were talking about the Passion Bible. I'm going to read out the Passion Bible in First John chapter, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. I got to read this real careful, then I'll start ministering to you. I ministered to you already, you know. Yes. Hallelujah. How many want their answer today? Yes. Young man, you didn't hold your hand up. A little higher. You know who I'm talking to. How many want your answer today? How many need some answers today? All right, so just move with me and give the Holy Spirit a chance to flow like you want to flow. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, you have to listen very carefully. I'm reading out the Passion Bible. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. Now listen at this 16th verse. Some of y'all got your phone, you put Passion on it or something? And I prayed that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. That voice deserved to be read again. And I'm passing it through my anointing to you. Listen what it says. And I prayed that he would unveil. Everybody say unveil. There's some things in your life that love want to unveil this morning. There's some blessed position that love want to put you in this morning. There are some divine answers that love want to give you this morning. There are some things that are irritating your life that love want to move out of your life this morning. Somebody receive that. There are some places divinely waiting on you, but you can't get there. The only transportation you can take to get there is love. And I heard the Spirit say, you about to travel. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, everybody under the sound of my voice, about to travel in places they've never been before, because God's love is about to take them there, and no power can stop the power of love. When God's love is functioning in you, you are unstoppable, unbeatable, unquenchable, undeniable. You about to go places that colleges told you you couldn't go. Your education, your degree this morning is love. God's love, God. Do he love us? Do you know how much he loves you? See, the Bible described God. God is love. No matter what you have done, he still loves you. All your little secrets you can take them out your pocket this morning, because love wiping them out. You say, well, you don't know what? Love wiping it out right now. You about to go somewhere else. This verse is, and I pray that he would unveil within you. Where about?
Within you.
Now look what the next two words say. The three words, the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. I speak unlimited glory. Online, unlimited favor in your life. Right now. Shh. until supernatural strength floods your innermost being. Look, he's ready. With divine might. Say divine might.
Divine might.
And explosive power. So God have designed you to operate in divine might and explosive power, and is hidden in the love he placed on the inside of you. The man standing, we won't read a little more. 17th verse. Then my constantly using your faith, the life of Christ, will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Let everybody who have done you wrong go this morning. Just turn them loose. They're just holding you down. It's extra weight. Drop them all. Send them some love. Pray for them. Bible said, pray for your enemy. Those who despitefully use you. Go free this morning. Take that bag off your back. I know they did you wrong. I know you're supposed to get a promotion and they might mess it up and you didn't get it. But let them go. Just pray and give God the glory. Verse 18. Y'all remain standing. We just got to work this thing out. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. I want you to tell somebody next to you, a love flood is about to take over in your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcend our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. I'll read the 20th verse, then we'll go on, and I'll start giving you some insight on that, what the Lord told me. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Your most unbelievable dream. I can't explain it. How I got here. And exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. God will outdo them all. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you. You may be seated. You may be seated. We're going to go to work now. You ready to go to work? Turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Romans 5, 5.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to write this in your note, and I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on it while we're preaching here. Understand this, that the love of God is in you.
Yes.
Come on, now don't let that pass. You're a Christian, you've accepted Christ. The love of God is in you. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you. So the Holy Ghost have shed the love of God in your heart. So all the things I talked about earlier in that text we read, that belong to you, because you got that fuel of love on the inside of you. The second thing I want you to understand, turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Your faith gonna work better. You can't work faith with hate. So that's why Satan have people rub you wrong, and you just naturally or physically or mentally or sensically, you can't forgive them. But you got supernatural love on the inside of you. So you're not dealing with flesh on flesh no more. You release your faith in the love of God, and the love of God anoints you to forgive them and let them go. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith was worketh by love. Could it be some areas of your faith has been unavailable to you? Because Satan sent somebody to cross you up. And faith cannot work without love. So putting out all these faith scripture, but no love scripture. I'm believing God. Yeah, God said, but you got that poison on your heart. Let that poison go. Satan sent them to block you. All of y'all got somebody. Somebody, if you might be living in another space. Somebody have irked you. The problem is when they go to bed with you every night. And they sit at the table when you're eating lunch. When you're driving your car, they're sitting in the car with you. Because you're still hot. You see somebody that look like them. Y'all know I'm preaching. And they come back up. But all that is Satan using to block your faith. From now on, the Bible, look what the Bible says in Hebrews 12:1. Get the weight off of you. Let the love flow. What did he say?
Let the love
flow. Say it again. Let the love flow. If anybody in here have nobody, if anybody in here got, don't have nobody they don't like. And I call you a lie. Don't like me. There's always somebody going to rub you wrong. Satan using that to stop you. Forgive them and love them. What I said, do?
Forgive them and love them.
Everybody not talking to me up in here. Forgive them and love them. The Holy Ghost of love is about to invade this church. You're going to sense his presence in a few moments, because you are being elevated, graduated, and educated in the realm of love that's going to change. Healing coming, help coming, blood pressure drop, diabetes die, heart condition change. Love, and nothing can stop love. Satan has to release your health this morning. Release your healing this morning. Release your money this morning. Release your joy this morning. Release your peace this morning. Release your victory this morning. Got to be released up in here. He can't hold it no more, because we got a love flood coming. The tides are rising. You sense that stirring now? That's the love of God is releasing all of us right now. blood pressure can't stay where love is high. Sugar level must go down today. Love is in the house. I received your seed. Yeah. Love is in the house. What the rest of y'all doing sitting down? God dug it. Y'all got to know how to flow. The glory is going to come up in here. Y'all blocking the glory. The glory is trying to get in here. But it got people just sit down. Everybody else stand up, just sit down. Get up. The glory trying to flow. Y'all blocking me. I've been praying hours and hours and hours, hours for this moment. Don't sit on me with your flesh. God, don't get up. Glorify God with the rest. Learn how to flow and you'll get more. Oh my. Turn with me. You may see, be seated now. Turn with me to Matthew 22:37. Love is the greatest connection to God and his supernatural power. Love is the greatest connection to God and his supernatural power. Look what this voice says here in Matthew 22:37. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory. I feel his love moving up here. You feel it moving down there? Hallelujah. God love me. Say to my God love me. And God love you too. And I love you. I got to love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Disease is about to be fried in here this morning. Everything that is hidden in your body right now is being fried by the fire of love and faith. Everything that's been holding you back is being fried right now. We're putting Satan in the oven of love, and he can't stay there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The ditch, I hear the Spirit say, the ditch you thought you couldn't cross, you're about to cross it right now. I heard the Spirit of God said, tell every one of you all, God said, you're valuable to me.
Yes.
What? What? God said, you, he told everybody in here, you're valuable. Online, you're valuable to me. Don't care what's been coming against you. Don't care who came against you. Don't care what haven't worked out. God want me to tell you right now, you're valuable to me. Ooh, I'm thanking God for that word, huh? 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 When it looks like nobody else care about you. But God said, I want to tell you right now. Tell them right now. I'll tell them, Lord. Tell them. They're valuable to me. Every person in the sound of my voice, you are valuable. Oh, my goodness. Somebody said, I never heard that before. Somebody said, I never heard it. No. See, but God, don't care who else thinks you're not valuable. Today, God wants you to know you're valuable. Come on. You're valuable to me. Ask the person next to you, did he say, God say I'm valuable? I received you. For $500. Yes, that's what I said. That's what the Holy Ghost just told me. That's not in my notes. He said, tell them that you're valuable to me. Isn't that something? Some people be lonely, like nobody don't care nothing about them, don't say nothing to them. The family members don't call them. But God says, you are valuable. And you're valuable to me. I hear the love anointing saying, all chains come off your back today. Anything that's been holding you from going where God wants you to go, the chain has to fall today. And drink till you get drunk. Don't be sipping up in here. Drink the whole glass. Talk to me, God. You're talking to me. Let's just put the whole glass and drink. Matter of fact, get rid of the glass. Take the whole bottle and just drink it. Somebody got to get drunk in here before we leave this morning. Somebody got to let the Holy Ghost get Holy Ghost drunk. Holy Ghost drunk with love. Tell three people, I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I got the victory. Matter of fact, make a little move and let them know you got the victory. I got the victory. Come on, come on, come on. Everybody, I got the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Just sit down if you can a minute. I'm gonna preach a few more minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Two words from God, and I tried to decipher which one he wanted me to say. But I found out, listen very carefully, he wanted me to say them both. They sound just alike, but they're bringing you in two different realms. So you got to pay close attention. The word was P-L-A-N and P-L-A-N-E. So your plans and plan takes off today. You got it? Your plan and plan. You know, we land right out there. We got a Falcon 900. We land right out there. We land the biggest plane out there.
Yes, sir.
Right out there at the little airport over there. But the Lord says, not your plans and your plane takes off there. Y'all. In other words, you're about to fly high, baby. Places you thought you couldn't go, you're about to go. I know the plans I have for you. Plan to prosper you and give you an expected end. So your plan and your plans take off today. There's a love flood coming to your house. Boy, I see the Holy Ghost. I see the glory. The glory all sitting right over your head. The glory. Some of y'all, it didn't let it set. Y'all caught it. It's all over you right now. Hallelujah. See, when I look at it, I'm looking at you in the eye. You know that, right? I don't see if you're getting anything. What a day. Sit down. Let me try to give you one or two more points if I can. Love is the greatest connection to God and his supernatural power. Get that now. When you're walking in love, you're fully connected to God and you're fully connected to miracles, signs, and wonders. No limits, no impossibility when you're connected to God properly. And the proper connection to God is L-O-V-E. Supernatural love. It's not a love that I love you if you love me. It's I love you in spite of what you try to do to me. Notice what I say, what you try to do to me. Notice what I say, what you try to do to me. Because you can't do me nothing. Now, there in Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, who said it?
Jesus.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Go to the next verse. This is the first and great commandment. Now go follow. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy nasty neighbor as thyself. If they're nasty, you got to love them. Next time you see them in the yard, you have to love them. They're blocking your blessing. Satan using people to get you upset. Ah! Take me to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Listen to this. Now listen to this. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. I had to close this one, I guess, because this one is so strong. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You about to turn your life around. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Yeah. And it says this. Love cannot fail in no situation. Nobody in here got a problem. Nobody in here got an opposition. Nobody in here got any sickness, disease, or anything coming against their life can't be handled this morning. We say it. Love cannot fail in no situation. If love can't fail in no situation, and you preaching to me about love, and I'm receiving it, that means all situations that been trying to block me is over. Because all I have to do after the day, no matter what come up, is shift in love. Keep my love shift handy. I forgive you. I'll forget about it. I'm going on with my life. I'm going to give God praise. All right, now, here's an apostolic illustration from this message to help you when you need to do this. Shift in love. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now, how can I say, you're a bad woman now. You're a bad man now. Every time somebody trying to mess with you, Satan trying to mess with you, just to help yourself, just to help me hold the wheel now. But just to help yourself, shift. It's just an illustration God given us, something we can do to call our attention to who we are and how we're going to handle this. Nigga, shift. Honky, shift. White power, shift. Black power, shift. Been married 2 times, shift. Go to the third one. Stop setting yourself worried about it. A pain hits your body. It's a signal. Everybody has pain. It's a signal for you to go along with it. It won't stay so long if you won't think about it so long. Pan up y'all, I got a hot problem. Might not even be your heart. Yes, You might have a headache. All right. Turn to 1 Corinthians 13. Let me close. I think I'm going to do it in the Passion Bible. Give me a minute. 1 Corinthians 13, right?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to help me preach in here? I'm almost close. I'm almost about to close. Now, in this Passion Bible this morning, in 1 Corinthians 13, it has if anybody follow me, it has love, the motivation of our lives. Love, the one called our life to move through traffic.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, now.
And we can't be stopped.
All right.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch and read it. I want to just read this to you. In the Passion Bible, this great chapter on love, 1 Corinthians 13. Now, I'll tell you, I'll go ahead of myself and tell you, there's another aspect of love that is mentioned, even in the King James Version, that love cannot. You heard that?
Yes.
So if love can't fail, why I won't mess around with something else? Because when it said love can't fail, what it mean is, because God is love, it mean that God can't fail. Listen very carefully. Here's how you stop Satan from messing you up with an attitude. Here is how you stop Satan from robbing you with an attitude. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Gratitude.
Yes, sir.
Always find something to be thankful for. Anybody got something to be thankful for in here? Yes. Don't say they want you to look at all the other stuff. Find something, say, thank you, Lord, my right leg working. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Let me read this and close. If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clinging cymbal. Tell you how powerful love is. Verse 2. And if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountain, but never learned to love, then I'm nothing. Now, I'm going to say it backwards, but I want you to hear it. These verses about to cuss us out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With all these different rhymes and rim you saying and quoting your scriptures. It say about if you ain't got love. If you don't have love, the Bible contaminated to you. Faith worked by love. Hope worked by love. So if you're trying to work faith without love, you're trying to work hope without love, it's not going to work. Get Satan out your house. Hug your wife every morning.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Then if you don't have a mate, hug yourself. Verse 3 says, if I will be so generous as to give away everything I own to feed the poor and to offer my body to be burned as a martyr, without a pure motive of love, I will gain nothing of value. Wow. Verse 4, Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one achievement nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated, oh my, or quick to take offense. How long it take you? We all give to y'all, say, like, hallelujah, with your holy head on. No! Somebody rub you wrong? That flesh gonna come out, right? Anybody flesh ever came out? Just so you put it back in. Dump it out on you. Anger with everybody, mad. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one achievement, nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. That's why I can't help. I can't accept these different cultures trying to come into church. When you're in sin, I got a right not to love you. Love the sin part in you to try to help you to come back to your senses. Oh, my. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter for it never stop believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never give up. Love never stop loving. It extends beyond the gift of prophecy. What? Which eventually fade away. It is more enduring than tongue. What? Which will one day fall silent. Love remains long after words of knowledge are forgotten. See, what have happened this morning? I got to close in a few minutes. What have happened this morning in this service, you have risen above everything. Even speaking in tongues. Prophesying. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. You've risen above all the gift of the Spirit. You see what I'm saying? Love is higher than anything and anybody. And this morning, let me say it another way. I'm trying to close here. You have put your love wings on. And you're going to fly higher than prophecy. Higher than a word of knowledge. Love is higher than wisdom. Because they take love to fuel wisdom. Love is the fuel of every spiritual thing. And when you got so bold, you can tell an apostle when to stop preaching. Y'all might tell your little pastor that. Might tell Reb that. You ain't gonna tell no apostle that. And the apostle ought to be in Reb. The pastor. So you just stop taking you where you want to go. And take you where you need to go. See, a pastor, he not gonna say, stand up, everybody stand up. Because you think he ain't gonna come back next Sunday. But didn't you got blessed when you stood up?
Yes.
When you flow with everybody else, yeah, you get blessed. Man, I'm telling you, have mercy.
Yes.
Let me try to finish reading this. I'm going to read this chapter. You just sit here. Verse 11 said, when I was a child, I spoke about childish matter, for I saw things like a child and reasoned like a child. But the day came when I matured, and I set aside my childish ways. For now we see but a faint reflection of riddles and mysteries, as though reflected in a mirror. But one day we will see face to face. My understanding is incomplete now, but one day I will understand everything, just as everything about me had been fully understood. Until then, there are three things that remain. Faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful prize for what you run. Stand on your feet. So love is the master key to the supernatural lifestyle. I decree and declare every person under the sound of my voice begin to live the supernatural lifestyle on daily basis. And you don't have to remember 19 things to do it. And you don't have to remember 19 things to do it. Remember only one thing. L-O-V-E. Walk in love. The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So you got love on the inside of you. Let it flow. Tell your neighbor, let it flow. Now you're going to have a chance this week. You know that, right? Somebody going to rub you wrong this week. Satan's going to try you and see whether you at church. Was you really at church Sunday morning? And was you really preached to? Lift up both hands with thanksgiving. Come on, daughter. Go ahead and thank God for what you heard this morning or received your seed. Go ahead and thank him. Think about something said that you heard this morning. Now, here's a word from the Lord. Progressive blessings are on the horizon. Your blessing is about to progress like never before, for a love flood is at your door. You're about to go places you've never been before, experience things you never experienced before, know things you never known before. Yeah, my presence is upon you to follow you everywhere you go. Not only follow you, be where you're going. I'm there waiting on you and following you, says the Lord. I'm around you. I'm before you. I'm on top of you. I'm below you. I'm with you. I'm in you. I'm on you. Let's go. We about to flow to other dimension. Oh, my, other realms in your life. Walk carefully, walk prayerfully, for there's great and mighty things on the horizon for you this day. What a Sunday. What a day, isn't it? Oh, my God. How many of y'all got blessed? My. Glory to God. Go ahead, son. Your money expectation is about to take a leap. All holes in your bag are being closed right now. It will flow. The bag will get so full that you're going to have to help somebody else. Money cometh to source. to seed sowers. Get ready for your bag to run over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm hearing there's a money flood coming. And sowing and giving is training you how to flow in it. The flood is coming. It's a flood that will give glory to God and His work, but at the same time, put you in a position to magnify Him. Get ready. A money flood is coming.